really big for me personally. Friend of the show, back on the show again. If you guys don't know, he be doing everything, man. He's a trainer, a liaison officer, known for his dedication to skill development and effective communication. I call him the king of all fathers, Mr. Mardoché. Mertulus dans le building. Comment ça va, mon frère?
Ça va bien. Merci. And thank you very much for the invitation again.
Oh, man. Listen, man. The work you're doing is so vital for men everywhere in the country. So, if you guys don't know, Montreal is the launch of Quebec Fatherhood Week 2025. The Family Minister Suzanne Ward delivered an engaging speech. A key highlight of the event was the unveiling of a new analysis based on the Quebec Parenting Survey, focusing specifically on immigrant fathers. A deeply human and insightful roundtable discussion followed, helping to shed light on the unique experiences and challenges faced by immigrant dads in Quebec. So, Mr. Mardoché, I'd like to open up here. What is Quebec Fatherhood Week, and why is it especially relevant in 2025?
Okay, so, but first of all, this is our 15th edition, where the RVP, the organization where I work for, we're trying to put in light, you know, Father's Day. And we all know that, like, Father's Day, usually it's one day. But what we're trying to do, us, is, like, for every year, we're going to try to make it a week,
right,
and to be aware about, let's say, a situation. And this year, it's about immigrant dads, because immigrant dads are really looked at differently. And sometimes people don't necessarily know the actual reality that some of the immigrant dads are living. Mm-hmm. So I thought it was important, really, for our organization to put that in light and to make sure that the community understands, you know, how we can actually support those dads.
I wanted to ask you, Mardoché, what were some of the key findings in the new analysis on immigrant fathers presented at the lunch? Did they already have numbers, tangible numbers for us?
Yes. Like, we know that, like, first of all, when we're talking about immigrant dads, we realize that a lot of them, their diploma are not recognized, you know?
Yeah.
And we realize that most immigrant dads are more educated than, if you would say, non-immigrant dads. Mm-hmm. But how come that, like, there are more immigrant dads on the chômage than non-immigrant dads? And that's because their diplomas are not recognized. Mm-hmm. And some of them have to do 2-3 jobs sometimes just to make sure that they could, like, survive, you know?
Right.
So that's one of the analysis that came out.
I want to also ask you, too, what were some of the themes, or, you know, what theme or personal stories that stood out for you personally during the roundtable discussion? Was there any fait vécu qui t'a vraiment poinçonné ton cœur?
But, like, well, I can't say, like, fait vécu that actually hit me, because I actually work with all the people that are on the roundtable, you know?
Yeah.
But I would say the story of my colleague, Fatsi, I think it's a really inspiring story, you know, from this guy that left Africa, you know, that went to study in France, that came to Quebec, you know, met Québécoise, you know, they had a child. And for him, the clash that, like, it creates for him, you know. And, like, for example, I remember what Fatsi was telling me, like, when he was about to get married, he was talking to his wife about, like, you know, I'm going to need to meet your parents, you know, to make sure that, like, I could ask them. And, like, the response of his wife was, well, why? You know, like, if we want to get married, we get married. And for him, it was like, oh, my God, this was a big shock.
Right.
Because it doesn't work like that back home, you know.
No, that's crazy. Much on my seat, I'll also like to let you guys know, as part of the awareness campaign, 9 video capsules were produced, 6 in French and 3 in English. Mardoché, can you tell us more about the video capsules and who features in them and what kind of stories do they tell?
So in the capsules, you guys will see, I'm in one of them as an intervenant. We have different people like Catherine Dahab. We have also a dad, 2 dads actually, that came in, and one from Australia and one, if I'm not mistaken, from Morocco, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, that's cool. Like, yeah.
And we wanted to get their reality, you know? So we actually are asking questions what is the real reality of being an immigrant dad? What are the stuff that are actually causing mental issues, you know, to those dads? You
exactly.
Know? Yeah. And Tulay St. Alvin, now we wanted to know, what can we put in place to really make sure we reach out to them? Because we already know that men are not the biggest fans when it comes to like going to get help
exactly.
or being present in organization. But we see less when it comes to immigrant dad, you know? So this is a little bit of the questions that you guys might see in those capsules.
Well, that's great, man. You know, offering support to immigrant dads, because, you know, they are like a marginalized group within a group that's already marginalized. So it's a beautiful thing that you had the foresight to highlight them and to make them an emphasis for the 2025 launch of Quebec Fatherhood Week. Marta, I want to ask you, what kind of impact do you hope this week will have on public perception, on policies regarding fatherhood, especially for immigrant dads?
I would love for when it comes to like to the public eye to have a little bit of like sensibility, you know, because unfortunately what people are hearing is what they see on TV, you know. Mm-hmm. So they're saying like, oh my God, there's too much immigrants here, we cannot accept immigrants anymore. But the real reality is that people don't know that Canada is still recruiting immigrants in our in different countries.
Yeah,
you know, so there's one side of the story that is like, oh my God, we can't, like they're coming like by the dozens, you know, we need to stop them. But you guys are actually don't know that we're recruiting it, you know. So for us, what we would love is like for people to realize that, like, okay, you know what, immigrant dads are here, but they're fathers too.
Yeah.
You know, and we have to stop putting the phase on immigrants sometimes. Like, yes, we want people to be more sensitized and more like aware on how to help them, but also we have to realize that they're a dad like any other dads. Mm-hmm. You know, and we have to start treating them like sorts. And maybe one day, you know, we could start recognizing also all those diplomas. Because let's say Weezy, you know, you're in your country, okay? Mm. You're a doctor. You did 17 years of school. You've been working for like maybe 5-6 years, so you have a lifestyle, you know? You come here, you can't do that anymore.
Nah,
and they're telling you, you got to go back to school. How do you think it feels, you know, to like your confidence, you know? How do you look in front of your family?
Exactly.
So this is the stuff that we really want to try to improve, you know, here in Quebec, you know?
Well, look at you, Mardo Shea. You're always doing the great work for men, speaking up for fathers everywhere. As we're, you know, a week and a half away from Father's Day, what is the most beautiful thing about being a father for you?
Oh, wow. That's a really nice question. The most beautiful thing about being a father for me would be to see my kids smile and just... Like, it's a good question. you know, my youngest one,
yeah.
Every time I leave the house, you know, she will run after me and she'll be like, Papa, hug, you know? And that show me what's unconditional love, you know? And so I think of being a father for me, yes, you provide, you protect, you're there for your family, you know? But being present with those kids, you know, being able to do activities with those kids, trips with those kids, give them memories for them to understand that later on in life, you know, maybe I'm not the perfect dad, but, you know, they had a pretty good dad, you know. So that's what I would say for you.
Oh, listen, that's just beautiful. Shout out to all the fathers across the city, across the country, everybody, whoever you're listening to the show. It's the launch of Quebec Fatherhood Week. This year, they're going to highlight immigrant fathers, focused specifically on immigrant fathers, and, you know, just their reality, their experiences and challenges faced by them being immigrant dads in Quebec. Mardo, are there any events or anything people should go out to, or is there any websites you want the Montreal public to go look into, especially those video capsules?
So we create every year a website, c'est semainequebecoisedelapaternite.org, where like people could go see what's happening around Quebec, you know, because we invite every organization that are doing something for Father's Day, for Father's Week, to come and drop on the website their achievement or what's their activities.
Beautiful.
So we invite everybody to go check it out. You might find something that's happening close to your region. Go support different organizations. And yeah, and to all the fathers out there, happy Father's Day. You know, we deserve it.
Yeah, there we go. Okay, so let's play some more music. DJ Nell's got us locked in. Mardo, you're a friend of the show. Make sure you come back anytime, brother. You know how we do things.
Anytime, my friend.
All right. The Morning Detour.